Let us start from the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. Boir b'shus harabim v'chul yosoi gavoya yutfochim. We have the picture on the Perush Chai 217, picture 29. We have a boir in the reshus harabim. Then we have the chul yos haboir, which is 10 tfochim tall. So it says in the Mishnah, Chaloin shal gabov mimalem hemenu b'shabbos, that a person is permitted to be doyle from the boyer into his bayis to the chaloin b'shabbos. Ashbe b'shus harabim gavoye yitfochim. This is picture 30 on page 218. He had an ashbe in front of his window. Chaloin shal gabov shoifchin l'soicha mayim b'shabbos. You're allowed to pour mayim b'shabbos. Look at the Gemara. B'may askino. How is it speaking about? This boyer, so the Gemara was under the impression that the boyer was a boyer that's omak yud. But the Mishnah says it is only permissible to be doyle mayim if there's a chulye that's gavoya asol. So the Gemara asks as follows. Ilaymo bismucho. If the boyer is close to the bayis. Close means there's less than dalet tfochim between the boyer and the bayis. So there's less than dalet tfochim. So that area is amokim ptur. So lomo li chul yayut. So why do you need a chul yayut? He's taken from a reshus hayochid derech mokim ptur to another reshus hayochid. So what's wrong with that? Omar avune oche b'mayaskinon b'mufleges min hakoisel albo. No, we're speaking about that the boyer is not close to the reshus hayochid, it is dalet tvochem away. So the dalet tvochem away, so then there's a mokim to consider that this area is a reshus harab. It's a mokim hiloch harab, or at best noifin it's a karmelis. But let's say it's a reshus harab. The time, so memele, so now we'll understand why we need a chulya asoret. The time of the ike chulya asoret. So now it is only mutav yeb a chulya asoret. Olek a chulya asoret. But when there's no chulya asoret, come a tautu, mershus hayochid, reshus hayochid, derech reshus harab. Let us see Rashi. Ineimo b'smuche, shaber smuche l'koysel b'soich abo t'vochim, v'omo lichu yasor, b'er gufe reshus hayoch, the b'er is a reshus hayoch, v'omu kasor, v'rei ein reshus harab mafsekes b'intayim, there's no reshus harab in between, there's a mokim p'tur in between. So that's v'tzmuche. According, so Ravune said, it's speaking about mufleges. V'taime de'ike chulya asore, that means like this, that since there's a chulya asoro, in order for him to get the boyer to his chaloin, he has to lift up the dli over asoro, because there's a chulya asoro surrounding the boyer. So since he has to pick up the dli lamaila me asoro, so therefore he's taking the dli from a reshus hayochid, derech avir mokem ptur, to another reshus hayochid. But if this chulya would not be here, so then kometaltu meshus hayochid reshus hayochid derech reshus harab. Is metaltu meshus hayochid reshus hayochid derech reshus harab. Now we have to know what is wrong with that. To be metaltu meshus hayochid reshus hayochid derech reshus harab. The Teitzos Chaim in Simon Aleph brings down a mashmois from the Rash ben Erev in Daf Lamed Gimel, that according to Toisves, there's an Isser D'Araise to take from a Reshus HaYochid to a Reshus HaYochid derech Reshus HaRam. There's Isser Mavir Meshus HaYochid Reshus HaYochid derech Reshus HaRam. And the derech Reshus HaRam is no shaykhis with Dalet, you don't need Dalet Amis of Reshus HaRam. Afilu Dalet Tvochim of Reshus HaRam is also called Reshus HaRam. That's Shitas HaToisves. So according to Shitas HaToisves, really our Gemara is beautiful. So the Gemara is saying that if there won't be a chulye, so he's going to pick up the li and carry it into his house, and it's going to, so Roshus HaYochid Lirshus ha-yochid derech ave rishus ha-rabim. That's an Isra D'Oraisa. The problem is, the Rashba is chaylek antoisus. There's no such thing. There's no such Isra. Meleches mavir is dafke if you're oikir b'shus ha-rabim and minir b'shus ha-rabim. Rishus ha-yochid, rishus ha-yochid derech ave rishus ha-rabim. There's no such Isra whatsoever. So what is the problem over here? Why is it also? So what's wrong if he's taking Mishus Ayochid, Mishus Ayochid, Derech, Mishus Arab? So Nemesin, the Rashba over here in our sugya, he has problems. The Rashba doesn't understand what's the problem that if you have something that's Ba'avir, Mishus Arabim. We heard before by a person is Kairi B'Sefer, and the Sefer is rolled out into the Aver Rishus Arabim, and it's a gudei biyodoi. So the Gemara says if it's not noch, so there's no problem whatsoever. It's not noch, but it's only ba'avir rishus harabim. I feel it's lamata miyud. The Gemara says, what's wrong with it? It's goyul layetzloi. There's nothing wrong with it. So what's wrong from taking from a boirb, which is rishus ayochi, to rishus ayochi, derech avir rishus harabim, since it is not noch ba'avir rishus harabim? So the Rashba wants to say, our whole Gemara is going according to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva is Kluta Kemisha Huncha. So it's considered Noch Bershus Harab. It's Noch Bershus Harab. But it comes out according to the Rashba that Lahaloche, it should be Mutter, Afilu without a Chulya Asore. That's what the Rashba wants to say, but the Rambam brings down the Haloche of Chulya Yud. And in Avodas HaKodesh, the Rashba says, Roiv HaMechabrim bring it down, so it's Botla Daita. He holds its Mutter, but everyone says it's also, and he doesn't know why it's also. That's Akaponim, the Rashba's Kasha. The Goyin Yaakov wants to say that could be that even though before we heard that if something is Ba'avir Rishus HaRabim, and it's a good biyoda is permitted to roll it back, that's tafke, if it rolled into the rishus harabim, you're allowed to take it back. But lechatchile, to put something in a matzev, that means that's apsabediyevit. After it rolled into the rishus harabim, it's not noch b'shus harabim, you're allowed to be goylul it back. But lechatchile, to do such an hoge, lechatchile, to take something and throw it into the boyer, b'deye, that it should go through another rishus harabim, could be they weren't matter this. So that's why you need a chulya gevoya yud. That's what the Goyin Yaakov wants to say. Rabbi Yochanan Omar afilu teime bismucha. Could be that the boyer that we are speaking about is somuch to the kaisel. So what's the problem? Hokemash malon the boyer b'chul yosei mitzartan la'asore. The Mishnah does not mean that you have a boyer omuk yud. And plus this boir omek yud, you need a chulya gavoya yud. The Mishnah means boir b'shus ayab rabim v'chul yosoi together, which are gavoya yud fochim. So you metarev the omek haboir with the chulya, and that makes the boir a rishus ayochit. That is the chiddush of the Mishnah. Hakamashmo the boir b'chul yosoi mitzarfim lasor. Zot Rashi. Hokemash melon amas nisan lavke de salke daitor de tevi chulya asore levad mi boir. You have a chulya so besides a boir omek al hochi koma. Boir b'shus harab b'chulyos is vivo. B'sach ha-kul gevoya yud mikakoy sa boir rishus ha-yochit memalim mimeno lachaloyim. Zokte gemore. Ashba b'shus harabim, so it says he's allowed to pour from his chaloin into the ashba. We're not afraid, maybe the ashba might be taken away, or maybe might be lowered. Varovin baravada, let us look, we have a picture on the Avchesem et Aleph, the Perish Chai. That is page 13. Let us first look at the picture, then we'll see in the Gemara. On page 13, picture 78, we have as follows. We have here a mavli. And the mechitzas hamavli is, on the left side, there's an ashpe, that's kaboya yud. On the right side, there's a yam. And the gidud of the yam, that makes the mechitzas on the right side. And then they put a lechi in front. So now we'll see, that's the case. Now let us see the Gemara. Like Hashin and Shemati not the Ashpe, we're not afraid maybe the Ashpe might be taken away. Or made less than you. V'rovin baravadam Rav Yitzchok, Maise b'movei echot, shetzide echot kolo liyam. One side ended by the yam. So you had the sides of the yam, that was a mechitze. V'tzide echot, one side ended by an ashpe, that was the mechitza on that side. Ubo meisel of Nerebi, if you're allowed to use this model. Loi omar boy, loi iso, loi heta. Heta loi omar boy, the chashinan shematinot el ashpe. We're afraid maybe the ashpe might be taken away. It is not a permanent mechitza. V'yala hayam sirtoi. And also maybe the yam, there'll be silt that will get to the sides of the sides of the yam, and therefore we'll lose our mechitza asore there. So maybe you want to be mata. You can't be mata with these two mechitzas, but there's a possibility that we might lose these mechitzas and people will rely on them. That's what you want to say ahead. Isalo yom aboy, doka yom in mechitzes. But to say it's also not kosher to say, because now you have mechitzes. But al kaponim in our Mishnah it says, that if there was an ashpe outside of his chaloin, he's permitted to throw into the ashpe, and we don't have to declare, maybe to not the ashpe. So the Gemara loikasha, ho de yochid, ho de rab. They're speaking about an ashpe de yochid. An ashpe de yochid, something might be done to remove it, to make it lower. An ashpe de rabim, either the lomda says it's a kedere de beishutfi, lechemimi ve lechiriri. If it's a handling with a rabim, so nothing will ever be done. Or maybe if, since it's handling with a rabim, there's too much of an ashpe, and we were speaking about before they had recycling, so Mamela, what are they going to do with it? You can't get rid of it. An ashpe de yochid, you could go and move it from one side to another side. An ashpe de rabim, mistome, is a big affair. Mistome, you have no place where to go with it. So Mamela, our mission is speaking about an ashpe de rabim, so Mamela, one does not have to worry that it will get lower than your tvochim. Hashenk in the Mice of Rebbe is speaking about an Ashpe de Yochid. Zot Rashi. Shoifchen l'soichot Ashpe l'shus ha-yochidi. B'lech Hashin yishem etinot al Ashpe v'tamoid al poches miyud v'os l'mishpe b'inami kimi kore v'l b'imata v'mo v'roi she'echot pasuach l'shus ha-ram v'roi she'echot sosu v'shnei tzot v'echot yam v'gidud av gvoyim yud v'echot Ashpe Abodim Ratzeres Psuchim Loi Bedoifen Emtsoi. Sirtoin, Shemale Titlus Vosov, Misyabesh, Venase Kalkoilum, so we lose our Machitza Asor. The Rabim, Masnisin, Ba'ashpe, the Rabim, which is not Olo, to be taken away, or the height should be lessened. Zog to Mishneh Vaita. Ilon Hashehoyo Mesach Al Horus. This is on page 218, picture 31. So we see here an Ilon that the ends of the branches were very low. They were Toich Gimel to the Oretz. So it says as follows. Ilon Shehoyo Mesach Al Horus was spread out until it reached the ground, it was teich gimel to the ground. If the knife is not three tvochim higher than the ground, metaltalim tachtov, so memeli you say lovud, and you're permitted to be metaltal underneath this ilon. Let us see Rashi. Hamesach shen knifei noite lemato. The knife is going in an angle, it's going down, mikol tzodav saviv, from all its tzodim. So Memele, so the whole area is surrounded. Metaltlam tachta, the Mechinen Lovut, we say Lovut. That's Vareyeshka, that's on the bottom of the Mechitza. Vareyeshka Mechitza Soro, we have a Mechitza Soro, where's the Goiva? So Shirosh of Boim is a Grais, and it's one long Rashi. Vareyeshka Mechitza Soro, Sheina Nofim Nemuchim, Elo Baroisha. That the branches are only low by the tip. And but as they get higher, they get taller. So Memela, so you have over here, so you have a machitze yutvachim. So underneath the ilon is a reshus hayochim. That's one aloch. Sharoshov gevoyim in haoretz gimel tvachim. What if the sharoshei ha'ilon are gimel tvachim tall? That means it's going, it's protruding from underneath the earth gimel tvachim. That is picture 32. So we see where the aleph is. The aleph is that the sheirish protruded from the earth and is gimel tvachim over the earth. So Rosh of Gavoyim in the Oretz Gimel Tvachim, Lo Yeshev Aleihem, so he's not permitted to sit on that, because since it's Gimel Tvachim, it does not have a din of Aras Michta, it's considered like an Ilon, and Ein Mishtam Shem B'Ilon. So Trashi, She Rosh of Lo Yeshev Aleihem, the Kivin de Gavoyim Shloisha, since the Sharoshim a Gavoyim Shloisha, is Ki Ilon Chshivi, so it's equivalent to an Ilon, Ve Ein Mishtam Shem B'Ilon. Omar Rav Hune Bereid Rav Yeshua, Ein Metaltlim Bo Yeser Mi Beis Sosoy. This Elon, that we said it has a din of a Rishus HaYochid, one is only permitted to be Metaltl if the area is still a Beis Sosoy. If it's more than a Beis Sosoy, one is not permitted to be Metaltl. Zok Rashi. Im Hoya Keifo Yeser Al Beis Sosoy, Ein metaltlen boy ela ba'alba amis. Va'afilu notay mitchila lekach. Na'afilu, the whole purpose of planting this ilon was to create a mechitza, and he intended to sit in this area, that's mukiv. The havi mukiv ledire, so the whole hekiv was made letzairach dire, which we know the Allah is, if it's mukiv ledire, then we are not mukbul by a shir of beis osayim, then how large the shear is, if it was mukav ladiri, you're permitted to be metaltal. Here, you're only permitted to be metaltal if it is still a base of time. More than a base of time, not allowed. Frek the gemore my time, zok trashi, or kol hekev ladiri. It's mukav ladiri, afila sorekurim mutter. There's no shear of base of time, afila sorekurim is mutter. So the gemore answers, mishum david diro, shetashmisha, laavir, before we see the Lashon of Rashi, the Lashon of Rashi in Sukkah is a little more clearer. Tashmisha la'aver, Rashi says in Sukkah Daf Chafei, Eina asuya dira zu, this whole dira underneath the tree, is ella letzorech avir shechutzalo, lishmer hasodis. That means his whole purpose, he's not really living here. His purpose is to watch the area that is chutz from the ilon. So that is his dire. Ein asuya dire zu ella letzorech avir shechutzalo, lishmer hasodis. Ve'ein achshu v'dira lahatir hekev godol. That aloha, the mukev l'dira, means a dire that take my dire. I have intentions, I'm mishtamish in this area. This area is only a springboard to see what is occurring outside of this area, so that it is not considered mukif ladira to be mata yesmi beisosai. What does Rashi say by us? Eina ladur botomid, it is not made to live there. Ali stoifa boi shemre asode, deya shemre asode. So the Iker Shimush is watching what's happening in the Soda, but they're just shading themselves there. So Memele, so that does not make it Mukif Ladira. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Sharoshov Gavoyim Min Ha'orev. We had in the Mishnah that if the roots of the tree are 3 tvachim above the ground, so memeila it has a shem ilon, and name mishtam shimboi. Itma, shaloshe ilon haboim milamaila mishloisha l'soich shloisha. Let us look at picture 32 again. So this is the base. That we have the shaloshe ilon that protruded from the ground, it went lamaila mishloisha, and now it bent in. And it went down to Lamata Mishloisha. So the Shaila is, on this Mokim, what halacha does this Mokim have? Do I say, since it is Teich Gimel, it has halacha of Ka'aris Michte, and one is permitted to be Mishtamish on this? Although, don't I say this far? So we'll see it's a Machlikis, Rabbe and Rav Sheshes. Itma. Shaloshe ilon haboim milamaylo mishloisha l'soich shloisha. Rabba Omar muta lishtamish bem. Rabba says one is permitted to be mishtamish. Rav Sheshes Omar also lishtamish bem. Rabba Omar muta lishtamish bem. The chol poches mi gimel. Da are, are. Since it's teich gimel. So it has a din of are. It doesn't have a chshivis of an ilon. Rav Sheshes Omar also lishtamish bem. The kivin de mikoyach iser kosi, since this is originating from a dova that is also, because this is coming from the chelik that's lamaila migimul, is asurim. So it's also also. So that's the svara of Rav Sheshes. The Tosfos Rosh Grat says that what will be the din if the the tzir of this Mishnah and the tzir of the Machlokes, if the chelik that's lower than Gimel will go back into the earth and will be nishrash in the earth. So then the Rosh says, im chayzrim v'nichnosim toich ha-karke muter lishtamish bem toich Gimel somach le-karke. Afil according to Rav Sheshes. The kivin de nishroshim be-karke betelin agav karke. So it seems that there's dinei bittel over here. If it's not nishrash in the karke, so mustame it's like it's bottled to the chelik that's lamaila migimu. That's a svadi mekoyach isur kosi asurim. But if it's nishrash in the karke, so then we're mevatel the chelik lamata migimu to the chelik that's in the karke, then it has a din karke. That is the first case. A second case. The dummy kimishul nisa. The dummy kimishul nisa, so let us look at picture 33. The dummy kimishul nisa, let us just study the picture. The picture is as follows. We see one large root is protruding from the ground. Now, from this large root, we have 3 smaller roots which are growing out from the large root. So let us look in the aleph, the beis, and the gimel. Now the beis is, since this is protruding from Teich Gimel, so Memele, so this area, Zicher, is Mutter, side the small root and side the large root, this is Teich Gimel. The Aleph is, that's protruding from an area that is Lamaila Megimel, and the whole root is also Lamaila Megimel, so Memele, so this will Zicher be also. The din will be on the gimel, on the middle root, the middle small root. So that already is the machlokes Rove and Rav Sheshes. Now let us see the gemara in the beginning. The damu kimishunisa. What is kimishunisa? So Rashi explains the word shunisa is derived kishen sela, like a sharp, pointy stone. Kahar ze shemeshupe litzodim. It is Meshupel Estadim. Kach, Yoitzim Sharoshov Ktanim. That means you have the Iker Sheirish is going up. And then you have on the side, Sharoshim Ktanim, Mitoich HaGedoylem, Letzodim. Ukfufim Looretz Mikan Mikan. HaGedoylem Hoylchim Magvim Balachsin Yoitzim Megimel. Because so the Sheirish HaGodol is going up. And you have the Sheroshim Ktanim, which are going down. So the solki le'elo hagedei le'mishigviyo le'mayla migimu. Whatever is growing le'mayla migimu, that is the aleph. Asurim le'divrei hakel. So there's no shayla about it. The noxi le'sato yagdeilim le'roi she'shol tzada ilom. That which is growing towards the tzada ilom kosh le'gavoye gimu. V'renktani, so say the ikir shayrish, which is not gimu. It's also not gimel. This didn't become bechlalis. Let's todim. Asheroshim aktanim ayoytzim mitoich goy vashogdoilim. The sheroshim aktanim, which come out mitoich goy vashogdoilim, umotin laoretz lusoich gimel. Is the Rav Sheishes Asiri the Mekoich Yisura also the Rabbi Shori? So the Emerson, this is Mamish, the same case like the first case. Here, like the first picture. So the Tosfos HaRosh asks the Kashe. So he said, he was telling us this case because since all these three small Sharoshim are B'mokim Echad, I would think just like Lamaila Zosa, so I would think we asa the tzadim also. And you should be goyzel the tzadim oto lamayla. It means we have here another svara lesser. The Gemara wants to tell us, afal pikein, we don't asa. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh says. That is the second case. Case number three. V'chein anigra. Anigra. So let us study picture 34 a minute. Picture 34. We have here an indentation in the ground, which is called a nigra. This was a canal. We have here a tree, which was planted in this indentation. But perhaps, even though it's not so clear on the picture, but the tree, as the tree grew, and so this indentation is a narrow indentation in the ground. So the tree did not have too much place to grow, to spread out. Because he had the gedudim on both sides, which are preventing it to spread out. As soon as it went over the gedudim, so we have now the tree went and spread out over the gedudim. Now, what is the shayla? So the shayla is this area that is over the gedudim is less than 3 tefachim. If you measure from the gedudim, it is less than 3 tefachim. So therefore, one should be permitted to be mishtamish. If one will look, well, one will be done from where the tree originates. The tree originates from in the anigre, in the charitz, and there are 3 tefachim. So if you'll measure from the bottom of the charitz, it's lamayla migimel. If you'll measure from the sides of the gidud, it's lamata migimel. That is the case of anigre. V'chein anigre, tzutrashi. Anigre, Ilon hayoytze mitoich charitz kotzer. An ilon that is growing out of a narrow charitz. Ha'osi, the purpose of the nigger is lohilech hamayim lesodais. That it goes and it's a canal for the water runs to the sodais. Ushnei tzide ilon, the two sides of the ilon, shel tzad gidude acharitz. Nichnosim, so when it grew over till the charitz, nichnosim begedudah, it thickened out, the tree thickened out, and it goes begedudah. Bimbolim doiv mitzdodim shebesoich hanago. If you start measuring, harehu, you start measuring from the bottom of the canal, harehu gavoye gimel v'yoyse. Bimbolim doiv mitzdodav ashnim. If you look from the two sides, shehem begedudah yachritz ulamayla and gavoye gimel. Is le rabbe, so according to rabbe, moidei zetabach miagidudim. Rabbe looks at each thing bazunda. So according to rabbe, you moided from the gidudim. Vishoru, the whole pochus megimu laare, kaare. Le rab sheishes, according to rab sheishes, meumkoi moidei. You measure from the oimik, from where it starts, vaygavoye gimu mikoi chisura osu. So that is the case of Anigra. Sogt Gemara weiter. V'chein bekeren zovis. A Keren Zovis is picture 35. Picture 35, we see that this is different than a Nigra. This we really have, that three sides of the Ilon are completely covered by this wall. And the wall, when the Ilon thickens out, it's from the Lamaila of this wall on three sides. On the fourth side, the Ilon, we see the Ilon starts three tefachim below. So here we have an Ilon, that three sides of the Ilon are mechuse, and when it becomes nizgale, there's less than three tefachim there. And on the fourth side, it's megule, and we have more than three tefachim. That is the case of the chen bekeren zovis, sutrashi, v'chein keren zovis. Ilon ha'oila b'miktsoya, an Ilon that's growing up in a corner, shnei kaisolim shalchotza. V'gimel tzedodov, and all three sides of the Ilon nichnosim b'seich ha'miktsoya shebekaisolim, fit into the corner, v'ein nire elo tzidoy shmi bachutz. Is only visible the fourth side. V'hoilach v'hoilad l'mayla l'kaisel. Is pachas mi gimel, so the pachas mi gimel, the mile mi kaisel, the rabbi, kol pachas mi gimel, lav ilon hu. So this does never shame ilon. The ma'ilam, like a voya shloish, the rab sheish is me are mashchina, we measure from the earth. Mi kaich isura also. Zitrashi vidavke keren zovis, that all three sides are covered, so then we consider that it's starting the ma'ilam mea kaisel. Avol Eitzel Kaisel Baalma, but we just have an Ilon next to one Kaisel, that is picture 36. And Faket Punkt Faket, only one side is covered and all three sides are begoli. Moide Rabbe, so then Rabbe is Moide the Ho, Yulushloish, it's Tod of Gavoyim. Since the three sides are Gavoya, Borevi, Shobolotzele Kaisel, the Osa, Afilotzide de Shavala Kaisel, since Roiv of the Ilon is Megulem, so it's considered Estes, it has a shame Ilon, it's considered Lamaila Migim. Zakti Gemara Vaita, Ahu Dikla, there was a deco, the Havala Abaye, it was in Abaye's house. Let us study picture 37. 37, we see there's a tree in the house, and there was a hole in the roof, and the tree went into this hole, grew over the hole, and now the branches which are shading the roof of the house are toich gimel to the roof of the house. So the shaila is, do you look at the branches in connection with the roof, and then it's toich gimel of the roof, so it's called aras michte, or do you look at the tree from the trunk? And from the trunk of the tree till the branches, it's lamaila migimel. Zuk to Gemara. Ahu dikla dahavel abaye. There's a dekel that belonged to abaye. Vavesolek bi puma. It went through the opening in his roof. Osa lekami de Rav Yosef. Vishoralei. So Rav Yosef told them it is muta. Omar Avachabatachlifes said, the Shoreloch, you know, Rav Yosef's heter is Kerabe Shoreloch. This is only according to Rabbe. According to Rabbe, even though it's Mikoich Issachosi, but you look at it, Pazundi, you don't look at where it originates from, you look at it, you done it Mitzad Atzma. Mitzad Atzma, the Noifim that are mispashet over the Gag, Atech Kimut to the Gag. Take the Gemara Pshita, Fashteitzach, that this is according to Rabbe. According to Rav Sheish, it will be Yosef. So the Gemara says, Mal de Teima Filul Rav Sheish is Beisa Kemand de Moli Domi. There'd be a svara to say that we consider a house is like its Moli Chafetzim. And if we consider the house like its Moli Chafetzim, if it would be Takim Moli Chafetzim, so then the Chelek HaTachton is also not Megula. So the Chelek HaTachton is also Mechuse, so then, afilo according to Rav Sheishes, it would be Mutter. Ma'adatem afilo Rav Sheishes, basic command the Molidom. V'lishtamish b'pachas megimel somach legag, kamash melon. We don't say the Svara basic command the Molidomi to be matter according to Rav Sheishes. Zot Rashi. Dahave solik beipume b'soich habayis haya oimid. The tree was standing in the house. Va'oile derech piyarube lemaylo min agag poches migimel. When piyarube lemaylo min agag poches migimel. V'sharele, and he was matter. The einoi nire min hagag gimel, because from the gag there is no goivav gimel. Afilu be'echad mitzdodav, it's completely surrounded with gag. Kira b'sharele, the omalem rine mikoyeh esureyos. The horche b'soich habayis odiyosa. In the bayis etzicha also shegoi by nirasham. There you see the goi by ilon. So I would think Samos says pshite. Samos says no. I would think afilu according to Rav Sheshes would be mutam. He say basic command the moli domi ka'aras michtehi. The bayis is equivalent to aras michte. The amron la'el chaloin shebein shnei batim lemayla miyut. The Gemara says if you have a chaloin between two houses, and the chaloin is lamayla meyud. So usually if you have two chatzeres and the chaloin is lamayla meyud, so you cannot be ma'arev achas because between the two chatzeres you have a mechitza yud. But by a bias that we say bat kiman the moli domi, we consider keilu the batim are full with chafetzim. So memeila, if it's full of chafetzim, so then the chaloin is no more lamayla miyut. From the bottom of the karkois harabayis, because she says command the moli domi. So I would think here also you say command the moli domi. It's kamash malon that you don't say command the moli domi. And only according to Rav Yosef will be muta, only according to Rab will be muta, according to Rav Sheshes will be yos. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tnan, Sharoshov Govoyim min Haoretz Gimel Tvachim. If the Sharoshim, and our Mishnah said that the Govoyim min Haoretz Gimel Tvachim, it says Lo Yeshev Aleim. Fact the Gemara Hechidomi. Either Lo Yehodri Kipi, if they don't turn down, if they don't bend down, Pshite. So Fashteitze. Pshite, versteht sich that what that it's also. What is the chiddush of the Mishnah? You have sharoshim, which are going up, and so in Islamayla Megimel. Elalav, Avol gav the hodri kipi, even though it bends down, that was the case in picture 32. So koch, that's shot the Mishnah. So sakash and Rav Sheshes. So tumo loy, loylom, loy hodri kipi. Vakamash malon, Avol gav the tzide echot shavala oretz. That even though Tzidai Echad is Shavel La'oretz, it also is the din of Gevaya Gimel. So the nicest picture, I think, is picture 39. That's Tzidai Echad Shavel La'oretz by the Aleph. We see the Shoirish is coming out from underneath the tree. And she Tzidai Echad Shavel La'oretz. But three sides are regular. So the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though Tzidai Echad Shavel La'oretz, and I would think that it has a din. Look, Gabi, that it has a din, that's what? That it has a din of Teich Gimel. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That no, doesn't have a din of Teich Gimel, since three sides are Megula. Yeah. Zot Rashi. The Hodri Kipi Vashmi Inan. The lo yeshev ala kfufim. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Di ala gvoyim. If the chiddush of the Mishnah, if the Mishnah means you're not allowed to sit on the gvoyim, pshite. Akati lo yeshmina neile mishum shvus lo yoylam bilam maseches bayit. So al kochach it is speaking about that he's not allowed to sit on the chelik that's kofel. The Mo says no. Betzidei echad shavul oret shakarka gavoya betzidei echad. On one side of the shayrish, the karka is gavoya. May the rabbe heichad shloishot stodav gavoyim in haoret. The sura tzad shavul oret. So this tzad, which theoretically is toich gimel, but since three tzdodim are megula, so then we say zicha that the whole thing is aloche of mikoich isekosi, and it is also avilu the tzad ashav alor. Zok te bereise weiter. Tana rabo. Sharoshei Ilon Shegavoyim Min Haoretz Gimel Tvachim. The Sharoshim Agavoyim Gimel Tvachim. Or Sheyesh Cholol Tachteyim Gimel Tvachim. Or there's a Cholol Tachteyim Gimel Tvachim. Let's look at also picture 39 by the base. Af al pi shetzide echad shava la'oretz, areza la'yeshev aleihem. Yeah, let us see Taisus before we go further. Look, Taisus v'chein b'keren zovitz. Perish b'kunteris, what is the case of keren zovitz? By keren zovitz, we also have a machloikis. Here we have three tzadim mechuse, and one tzad megula. Perish bekunterish, shegimu tztodov nichnosim toich hamikzoye, vein nire mi bachutz ala tzad revi. Vitzich lemeima tarvayu, so lemeila, in Keren Zovis we have a machlokes. That according to Rabbi it is mute, because for Kelp, you have three tztodim which are mechuse, and according to Rav Sheshes, Keren Zovis is also. And then we had later, Vitzach Chotzadrevi, Vitzach Lameima Tavayu, Keren Zovis, which three tzadim are Mechuse, Leidiacha Koichai de Rav Sheshes. Afal Pikein, Rav Sheshes says, Mikoyech Isurikosi. Since one side is Megula, so we say that the whole thing is a din of Megula. The Nago, and the second, the case of Anigre, where there we have two sides on Gula, two sides on Mechusim. Mishnei Tzodom, Liyacha Koichai, De Rabbe, De Shori. That even though there are two sides which are Megula, so Memele, here we only had one side that was Megula. So that we say, it's right of the Mechusim, so there's a din that it's starting from after the Kisim. But here it's Machzal Machzal. So that's the machlekes of a nigre, the diacha koiche de rabbe, the afilo machze al machze is also mutter. Umiu moide rabbe besomach lekoisel, but rabbe is moide besomach lekoisel, shene shavalorets elo mitzad echod, that's picture 36, that three sides are megule, and one side is a mechuse. Shein yishav ul'oretz al mitzadecha da'os. And Rabbi Zmeide that it's us. Ho de noket paraise b'samuch b'tzidoi echad shove la'oretz. The paraise said, when is it also? Tzidoi echad shove la'oretz, then it is also. Le'itikshi le'rav sheishes, de'le'didei lav davke noket tzidoi echad, to adin mishnei tzadim, according to Rav Sheshes, afilu shnei tzadim is also, the Masha says to Yisrael Kutzer, afilu shloish tzadim is also, because Keren Zovis is shloish tzadim, which are mechuse, vafal pikein, Rav Sheshes holds that it is also. Zot the Braise weiter. And we had learned, lo yeshev aleihem, lefi shein oilem be'ilon, person is not allowed to go on top of an ilon, vein nitlim be'ilon, not to hang yourself on an ilon, vein nishonin be'ilon, and you're not allowed to lean on an ilon. V'lo yala be'ilon mibo'id yoyim, a person should not go up to an ilon mibo'id yoyim, v'yeshev shom kol ha'yoyim kulay, and he should remain there the whole Shabbos. Echad ilon, what is not allowed to do, v'echad kol ha'behema, you're not allowed to be oilon ha'behema also. Chazal asked to be mishtamish with the mechuban, to mishtamish with the bain. Avol boyer siach ma'oret. But if you have a deep boyer, or you have a ghetto, you have a tall wall, so there is no isra b'chlal to climb on it. Metapes v'oila, metapes v'yoyret. V'afilo hein meya amo. So what is the chiddush? The chiddush is one should not think that the Israel of being Oyla Be'ilon is al Tircha B'Shabbos. That's why in Oyla Be'ilon. So B'Zay, if that's the vote, so it's not a din in Ilon, but a din if you have a tall wall, if you have a deep prayer, it'll also be Yosef. So it says, no, that the whole Israel is, because we're Geizah Shem, Yala V'Yitloish, about a boyer and a gather, which this isa does not apply, so it's mutter. Zot Rashi, vein nitlim be'ilon, means he's hanging himself. Ber v'siyach ma'orev, bein sheyesh ben mayim, bein she'ein behem mayim, one is permitted to climb into it. Betapis, metapis be'er, the time alav mishum de tirche, elo shelo yitlo ish mina mechuber b'miskab. So therefore, it's tafke by an ilon. Zok te gemara weiter. Tone chode im olo, what is if he went up on the tree? What does he do now? Now it's Shabbos. So the first baraisa says, muta leiret. You're allowed to go down. For tone chode, and one baraisa says, osa leiret. You're not allowed to go down. So it's a stire. So the gemara says, leikashe. Kan mi boidyoin. Kan mi shecheshecho. That means it matters when he went up. If he went up, Miboidyoin, he's allowed to go down. If he went up, Mishach Sheikh, he's not allowed to go down. Now let us see Rashi. Im Ola Be'ilon, Osa Leirid. That's the second Beraisa. So Rashi explains, because Be'em is the whole Derech Yiridosei, who Mishtamish B'Mechuba. The going down, the process of going down, is Hashimosh B'Mechuba. So Memele, that's why they asked it. Ola mi ba'oid yoim, v'kiddish ola v'ayoim le'kansin olay, v'yoyret. So that means, according to this teretz, even though going down is a shimush b'mechuba, but you have to know remaining on top is also a shimush b'mechuba. So l'chayre, if he would be down, which is the less of the two evils, so l'chayre, going down is the less of the two evils, because the shimush b'mechuber is not the whole Shabbos. He goes down, he's mishtamish, but then he's over with it. Kozman, he's sitting on top of the ilon, so he's considered being mishtamish b'mechuber the whole Shabbos. So therefore, Rashi seems to be saying, so me'iker adin, one should zikha be mafet to go down. No, the pshat is they can't send him. He had no right to go up and to... The first baraisa holds, he says, so hovo mishachshevu koshakam b'shegi kam b'meizit. I made it, they canceled, but Shoigig they didn't answer, cancer. People are saying, ho, 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 be Shoigig, ho, ho, be consul Shoigig, or to make it commitly. Mar sova consinen, or mar sova loy consinen. Zot Rashi. There's no Rashi, see. Zot the Gemara weiter. Omar. So we have here a few mahalchim. So for emfer, either there's no machloikis between the baraises that speaking about different siurim, ola mi boi yoim, or the ola b'shoigig, or there's a machloikis im konsu shoigig or temesu. Oma Rav Hudne bereide Rav Yeshua ketanoi. Rav Hudne bereide Rav Yeshua wants to say that no, it's a machloikis, and it's a machloikis from tanoi. Which tanoi? Anitnim b'matona achas. A kolben that is nitten b'matona achas, let's say b'choyer, shenis arvu b'nitnim b'matona achas. You had the dam b'choyer became ma'uriv with another dam from another b'choyer. Is yinosnu b'matona achas. So you spritz it b'matona achas. The chiddush is, the Tosfos Rosh says, I shouldn't say it, speaking about it, there were two b'choyeres, that the dam became oisgemish. So one matone, you say yesh bile, so both domim become a uriv, so with one zrika, making a zrika and two kobonis at once. Yinosnu b'matona achas, and finished. Matan dalet, so Rashi learns matan dalet means a chatos, b'matan dalet, two chatois became is arav domom, yinosnu b'matan dalet. Matan arba b'matan achas. What happened, so Rashi says, that you had a chatos that became nis'arev with a b'choyer. So now you have a problem. How many matonis should you make? Should you make four matonis? Or do you make one maton? Rabbi Lezer Oimer, yinosnu b'matan dalet. That you should give four matonis. V'Rabbi Yeshua Oimer, yinosnu b'matan achas. Let us see Rashi. Yinosnu b'matona ach, anitnim b'matona achas, kegoyin dam abcher, shnisarev b'dam b'cher achet. Yinosnu b'matona achas, v'oy lo oise matona, lozeh lozeh. The same matona will be oile for both kabonis. Matan arbe b'matan arbe, dam chatazu nishpach l'dam chatazu, yinosnu dalad matonis, v'oy lo lezu b'lozu. Yinosnu, so that's posh. Now, the third case, yinosnu b'matan dalet. So Rashi says, a very interesting beer in Rabbi Eliezer. The Kosova, he holds, kum asei mitzvah odif. I have that's mutl on me to do a mitzvah. Aval gav de bahai mitzvah ike tzad aveirich. That means by being zoyrik for matonis, I'm doing an aver, the over a prayer about toysef. I'm over on the prayer about toysef. Osi asei dechatos, v'chsi v'nosen al karnos, v'dochi lebal toysef de prayer. This is doiche de bal toysef de prayer. So Rashi says, amuyim de kipshat in Rabbi Lezer, that the reason that Rabbi Lezer holds you should make a matona arbe is because you say ese deichaloisas. He says with the zrike, when I'm going to make a zrike a dalad matonis, I'd have a mitzvah to say to be zoyrik the dam chatos dalad matonis. So even though I'm also being zoyrik dam bechayer dalad matonis, in that I'm being over a lav of loisoyset, but you say ese deichaloisas. Now, the Emerson, the Turi Evin, the Sfas Emes, Amma Eure, that this is not a posha to din from Esed Eicheloisas. Why? Because the Dam Chatos, Yimekayim, and Asay. The Dam Chatos is no Loisas. The Dam Bechor, Yimekayim, and Loisas, but you're not Mekayim, and Asay. So, Lechere, it's a very interesting Esed Eicheloisas. You may kind the esser with the dam chatas, you're even the lav with the dam b'cher. So, busva esser deichaloisas. So, kochach, you see from this, that if in this pu'ule, the zakiya mitzvah sasei, and the lav, so you're allowed to do the pu'ule. We say also esser deichaloisas, even though there's no kiyum in the dam b'cher of an esser. And the Turi Evin brings a raya to this yesod. Emerson is not like Taisvus and Babasra, but he's Gimel. But he brings a raya to this yesod from a Gemara in Zvochim. The Gemara in Zvochim says in the Pasuk that if we learn out from the word Yikdosh, that if a Kolben gets a Blie from another Kolben, so it's Yikdosh, it gets the dinim of the Dova Habalua. That means if the second kolben was posel, so you're not allowed to eat the first kolben, because it has a belia, is a belia of a kolben asura. That's a din yigdosh. And it should be like the tova habalua, which is mocham. For like the gemara in Zvachim, let us say, esed deichaloisas. That means like this. I have, let's say, a shlomim, that was beleya belia from shlomim shal noisa. So you're not allowed to, so it's a yigdosh, so it has the din of the noisa, that you're not allowed to eat it. Frek the Gemara, but I have, on the basal shlomim, I have a mitzvah sasei. It's a mitzvah to eat kachim. So frek the Gemara is almost like an esed deichaloi sasei. That's the Gemara's kasha. Let us say esed deichaloi sasei. Frek the Turi Evin, he also have the same problem. The mitzvah sasei is on the basal, not the bliya. The bleed is the mitzvah sasei to eat. So the mitzvah sasei is on the basal. The lav is on the bleed. Now, so how do you say esed deichaloi sase? Afal pikein, this is the Gemara Zakash. The Gemara said, let us say esed deichaloi sase. So why says in this achila, the zakiya masei, even though there's no, in the kiya masei, there's no lav, but in this pu'ula, there's an asei and a loi sase. So we say, Esed Deicheloi Sase. The Gemara answers on this kasha that Ein Esed Deicheloi Sase Shebe Migdosh. That's the Gilu Yakro of Yigdosh. The Pasuk is telling me in such a case that if a kolben was beileya from a kolben psule, you're not allowed to eat it. And the difficult that's telling me, you don't say Esther Deicha lo isas. Yeah, this is the svare of. This is how Rashi explains the shita of Rabbi Lezer. Before we go further, let us see Tosfos. Matan dalet b'matan achas. So first of all, Tosfos says the case is not the way Rashi says. Matan dalet misperish oilo. An oilo that he calls matan dalet, she matan shtayim shehin dalet. It's shtayim shehin arbe, so memeilu that the Tana calls matan dalet. Bebchayr, and this became the Sara of Bebchayr Bepesach. Ablein leforish matan dalet hainu chatos, אם נסער ומתן חטוס בפסח ובבחיר אין להם תקון, אופי שזה למעלה מחוט הסקרה, וזה למטה. תויסס איזה אמר די קטיינה, לידה הרשי says it's speaking about החטוס and הבחיר, so you have to know, תרץ זה תויס וסקשם. ואם תוימה, פרק תויס וס, ולסי עשי, Velitche lav the bal Taisib. So Taisus asks him for a kasha. So we see from Taisus did not learn that's a svara beleza. And Yeshua al tichanish from their svara. But Taisus asks on his own, why don't you say esa deichalaisas? Vyeshloime, so there's a yesaidis like a Taisus. The loy domi klal le kloyim betzitzitz. The hochai de pshia hubo. For yochel is kaim beloy tchiyas alav. The whole occasion, the whole time we say Esa Deicha Loisase, is if the mitzvah brings with it a conflict of an Esa and a Loisase. Kloim betzitzis, I have a beged shel pishton, and I have to put chelas, and mamela I have a situation of an Esa and a Loisase. Masha Einkein, over here, because of his pshia, I'm now in a problem. He was ma'arev, the matan achas with the matan dalet. So now I have a problem. So now say yes, adaych aloysas. There's no such thing of yes, adaych aloysas. The Turi Evan asks a moiradike kasha on Taisvitz. From the Gemara and Zvochem we mentioned before, the Gemara and Zvochem asked a kasha that if a psar shlomim got a bliya from Naisa, you should eat the shlomim as yes, adaych aloysas. That was nasar of ayyadei pshia. This is not daimet the kloim betzitzis. I'm very good at Kasha, but it's very heaven. So the mice, that's the structure of Taisvis. He wants to say, perhaps you don't say yes, adai chaloi sase, perhaps this is also called, ein oimrim es adai chaloi sase, b'migdosh. But even though here, l'cheir, it's not, because the more answers by yigdosh, but l'chayr, it's not so posh, it is mefalpul, because here, that's a loisase shebe migdosh, yigdosh is a loisase shebe migdosh. So there is a klal that we learn out from yigdosh today, nesedoich a loisase shebe migdosh. Here, it's baltaisiv. The baltaisiv is not a lav shebe migdosh. Mele, it's not so posh. It's a shvere kasher. He wants a lemaisa for emfer, that chatos is isa b'shaila, so it's a shvachere say. So Mamela, that's why there's no din tchiyah. That's what he wants to say. Be'etzim, an Taisvis Kashe, I saw the Magia, and the Tais Rabbeinu Peretz brings down from someone, a Marekoyim, that asks a Kashe, L'chayra, how could you say, B'chlal Esa Doicha Loisas, it's not Be'idne. That means, when is he Mekayim the Esa? He's Mekayim the Esa, when he's Goymer, the Dalad Matonis. Bal Taisef is over, and the second Maton is over Bal Taisef. So he tells Sue, there's a vacant in the Muki Yosef and Bob Metzia. Yosef and Bob Metzia says, the Gemara speaks about, if a father told his son not to be Meshiv, no, the Gemara says that there's a Metzia in the Beis HaKvoris. So if a Kohen is not allowed to go into the Beis HaKvoris because a Nesedoich Aloysasa Vesa, Tumas Kohenim is Aloysasa Vesa. So there he brings a Kash, it's not Be'idne, because the Kiyim of Ashov is Mekayim later. Now when he goes into the Beis HaKvoris, there's no Kiyim. Al Kaponim, Dachsemir, the teretz is that everything is a chelik of the kiyam. The kiyam is later, but all going into the Beis HaKvoris and taking it out and he bring it is all, that's a chelik of the Maisa HaMitzvah. So that is doiche. Even though you don't have the kiyam yet, not the kiyam is doiche, the Maisa HaMitzvah is doiche. By Mila B'Tzaras, that means every shtikel chitoch that he's chaytach, he wasn't a kind of mitzvah smila, but this is a chelik of the maisa mitzvah, so it's doiche. So memele here, it'll also be doiche. That means even though the second matone is not the gmar hakiyam of the dalad matonis, but al kaponim, it's a chelik of the kiyam, so that should also be doiche. Let us see Rabbi Keveger and Gilyan Ashas. Keveger says, "Bemarik sheirish kufa mates kosav, ba'oid shereyatoisvus kosav heg basra da'irivin, ba'oid yesh loimer, da'ein ese da'ichel loisase shebemigdosh, da'mine perg dam chatos." Yeah, he brings down such a toisvus. He says, "This for me yesh loimer the loidomi, ha'ain no time loisase bemigdosh choma." This for which mentioned before from the Turiyev. Leimatri kamiyasei, aber gabi bal toisev, leishayach shum chumre, leishayach nami baalme. In nami mistami kabak yeshloime, kim dava bemigdosh, leidochi ad kan loshen a toisve, so the two stodim that the Turiyevan says, it seems the marikid.